off to a real bitch, they ain't receiving me. These people around that don't believe in me. Some of these sticks in my ass, shit deep. I'm a tap dancer, them niggas be stepping. For the gang, bitch, that's what I'm reppin'. I don't need a weapon, but still keep it with me. Just like a condom, bitch, I stay protect. Make his ass as example, we gotta leave a message. Gotta leave a message. Getting all these bitches, that shit make them wetter. If I change, bitches for the better. He went down the road that said switch on your brother. He ain't had no hope, that nigga's a sucker. Do it as dirty like I never loved him. Ain't gon' clean that little nigga, bitch, I gotta scrub him. Third eye open, so how could I trust him? My engine got biceps, I'm riding a muscle. Like a Trojan on fire, bitch, we burning rubber. In the field with my niggas, can't get in my huddle, bitch. Reach for my chain, you gon' fall in the puddle. Keep it sleep out of bed when your hoe try to cuddle, bitch.
And just like that, we back. Welcome to another installment of the Reigning Champs podcast, episode 182 in the making. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and on the left, I got my guy Javon.
Yo, what's going on?
And in front of me, I got the homie AD.
Who that?
What's happening, good people? Shout out to all the good people. Welcome to 2023, first episode of the year for the champs or whatnot, man. How y'all fellas doing, though, man? Good to see y'all. Haven't seen y'all in a little bit.
It's been since the new last year.
That part.
Happy New Year's, fellas.
I know, right? Happy New Year's, everybody.
That part. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's.
Happy holidays. I know it's kind of late, but yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
For sure. Hate everybody, though.
New Year, same you?
Same nigga.
I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it. But how was y'all holidays, though, fellas? That was Christmas, New Year's, you know.
It was cool. Got to spend a lot of time with family, so. Got everything I wanted.
Respect. What's Santa bring you?
My family.
Okay.
No, that's right, tough. Man.
That's all I was. I didn't care. I didn't really ask for no gifts or nothing, honestly. I just wanted to cool out and just relax, man. I don't care about gifts and shit.
I feel you was off for like what, like 2-3 weeks?
Since the 23rd.
So nice.
Yeah, today was my first day.
Damn.
I'm tired right now.
Just about to say, first day back, how you feel?
Tired. Body definitely got used to just chilling and getting up when I felt like it.
They still got you on the Sixers?
Yeah. So, same shit. Just got lazy.
I feel it. Got comfortable.
Yeah. Even when, like, my days off or the days I'm not working or whatever, I still be waking up, like, early for, like, I'm about to clock in for work or something like that, like. I don't mind getting up early, though. Like, for me, early is like 8 o'clock.
I'm about to say, that's not early.
That's early for me.
Yeah, I'm about to say, for you.
I'm about to say, to me, 8 o'clock now is like, it ain't late. It just ain't early to me no more. Like, it's typical. I usually don't get up. Like, I don't have to, I probably ain't getting up at 8 o'clock. But I see what you mean. Like, your body just naturally kind of.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be literally, like, waking up. Like, if I forget to set my alarm, I'm waking up right before I'm supposed to clock in for work or whatever.
Got you, yeah. Like, yeah, when I got to go to work and stuff, my clock is a little more, like, naturally get up kind of. But when I'm off and whatnot, I tend to – even if I get up early, I probably ain't even getting out of bed till at least after 9 o'clock. Like, I'm not forcing myself to get up unless I actually got something to do. But I'll probably eventually just get tired of laying in the bed.
I feel you.
You know, hop in the shower and shit, get refreshed.
I lounge around for like a good like hour or so. Like if I'm, I wake up at 8, I'm in the bed maybe until 9 unless I gotta get up.
That's what I'm saying. Watch a little TV, just kick it in the bed, just lazy. On to see what the text you didn't get, you know.
Just enjoy the morning, get a reload, you know what I'm saying, get a good stretch in, man.
Shit, I just enjoy getting up without an alarm clock. Honestly,
anytime you ain't gotta set an alarm, it's a good day.
Yeah, like once I wake up naturally, I ain't hear nothing like actually going off in my ear. That's always a good, you know, wake up. And then you can just actually lay in the bed and get up when you want to get up, and not having to like be like, all right, let me get up for work. Like it's a whole different feeling, man. So I try not to take that shit for granted.
Yeah, no alarm and no plans, and you can just get up legitimately when you feel like it. That's a great day. That's a great day. When nobody's looking for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of them days when nobody's expecting you, you're not expecting to see nobody else. It's a true day to yourself.
I'm probably really doing nothing, and I'm cool with that.
I'm saying, having a time of my life.
Probably going to get some Chinese food and come back and do nothing again.
That's the best part. It's like, all right, I'm going to go get some lunch. I'm going to watch this, chill, take a nap.
Sound like a good-ass Saturday to me.
Hell yeah.
Shit, that's how I know we getting old. shit like that. I'll be like, yeah. it's cold outside. What's the degrees out? Oh, 45.
Yeet.
Do I really feel like doing something? Maybe later.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll weather, check back in a little bit.
Yeah, weather definitely be like fucking up my vibe about if I want to go out sometimes or not.
I hate this weather now. It's warm weather. It's like
back and forth.
Yeah, just make your mind up at this point.
I don't want it to be as cold as it was, though. Like, it didn't got to be warm like it is right now, but that 25-degree bullshit.
Right before Christmas?
That shit was
trash.
That
was fun.
Nah, I'm
good. Oh, it was brick.
Nah, I'm good off of that shit.
Hey, we had like a good 3-day stretch where it was brick outside.
Yeah, it was a little too cold.
I had the ski mask on, rocking it.
Yeah. Like, I'm cool with the cold, but that shit got to go.
You just got to dress for it.
Dressed to order, nah, I still don't want to deal with that shit.
That joint was real. I was like, in my head, I said, oh, the winter here for
real.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, damn. I think it was because it was so drastic. I think that's really what it was. It wasn't the fact that like it was cold. It was just like, bro, it went from like literally like 55 degrees to 25 in like.
It was like, what was that, Friday, Saturday,
yeah, like,
Sunday?
Up until shit in Christmas? One day. Like, I remember the day, Friday morning when I went to work, it was not that cold. It was like a little chilly. But by the time I left the bar and shit like that, it was brick outside. Like, that was like from maybe like 9 o'clock to 3:30. It was brick.
You was in the bar from 9 to 3?
Yes, sir.
You see that face? You questioned him?
I mean, I wasn't going too crazy. Like, I had a couple of drinks, but I wasn't liking that bitch bit. But, you know, I'll show them, you know, showing the outside of me. They don't usually see the outside of me like that. At Norfolk Naval, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was work shit, yeah.
Nice, okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, so. It's, you know, this shutdown shit, we do it every year.
Oh, you said 9 to 3, I'm thinking like 9 p.m. to 3 in the morning.
Oh, hell no.
That's why I was just like, you was at the bar from 9 to 3?
Oh, fuck
that's a
no.
Long
day. Not this nigga, not anymore.
That ain't different.
Okay, you know, that makes a lot more sense, okay.
Yeah, no, 9 in the morning to 3 something in the day, yeah. I'm about to say, man, hell no. I couldn't tell you last time I've been out to anywhere.
What stays open till 3?
That was nothing around here. And nowhere I'm going to be.
That was the better answer.
Nowhere I'm going to be. Shit. Especially not in the 757 right now. Fuck that. Y'all niggas hot out here.
Yeah, I'm cool on that. Cool on that.
How was your holidays, Jordan?
Busy, but you know what I'm saying, busy for me, but you know, outside of that, it was good, man. The 2 days I wanted to enjoy, I got to enjoy, like Christmas Eve, you know, I was home by 3:30, but before that I was able to spin the block, see a handful of people, saw my mom, got to play some cards, you know, it'd be the small things for me, you know, that'd be super dope. But you know, same thing like with New Year's Day, like I ain't had to do too much. Like, same. And I plotted on that like the whole time. I was like, I don't want to do nothing. I requested this day off for a reason. I want to chill. But New Year's Eve was good. I had a good time. You know what I'm saying? So I got no complaints. I'm going to put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's what's up.
Sounds you, brother, like? To me.
It was cool. We got to spend it with family. What else? Randomly went out on New Year's Eve. Turned out better than I expected. But it was cool, though.
Where'd you go?
Went to Seaside.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, I went last minute. I literally pulled up like 10 minutes before the ball dropped.
Were they charging crazy and shit?
Nah, it was,
that's what's up.
You know me.
No, I'm just
saying.
VIP. Say
it like that.
VIP. Say it again. Hey, hold on. Cut the mic.
Say, you know me.
He said, man, you know me.
Y'all should have seen the shoulder shrug when he did that.
I'm nasty, boy.
Nah, but for real,
my man was at the door. He was just dapped me up. I went in.
Oh, see, I know it's New Year's Eve. I didn't know if they was about to be head popping or something.
He turned some people away right before me, though. I was like, I'm just trying to get the head nod.
My nigga just said, I want a New Year's drink.
There you go.
I went straight to the bar. I was like, let me hurry, get me a drink.
What was your New Year's drink?
Yeah, you know me, whiskey and
splash
and coke.
I don't even remember what my New Year's drink was. What the fuck was that drink? I don't even know. It wasn't like I did anything for him.
That's what's up, though, man. It's not like overall that we all had a good holiday or one that was all able to bring it in.
Good.
Yeah,
seeing fam.
One way or the other. Fellas, hopefully all the people that's out there listening and whatnot, hopefully y'all enjoyed y'all's as well. I know the holidays can be a tough time for certain people, so just hope everybody is doing well and is ready to be whoever they want to be for the year 2023. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, man, we How y'all want to kick this episode?
First off, let's talk about my man. What's his
name? DeMar.
DeMar.
All right, good, good, good. I don't know why I kept wanting to say Dana for something. That's where I wanted to start it with. So that's when I wanted to kick things off. So.
Yeah, man, that was tough to see yesterday. That was. I don't even know how to explain it.
I was watching it live.
I didn't see it live.
I didn't see it live either.
And when I seen the video, cause I heard he collapsed, and then when I seen the video, I was like, "Yo, I ain't know like he made the tackle." But I did, and then went to go walking, and all of a sudden just
that was passed it.
The fuck out. That shit was crazy to see, man. And then when like the game was delayed so long, I'm like, "Yo, this ain't usual." Like usually, even if like you know somebody has a neck injury or something, like they usually immobilize them, get them up in the stretcher, cart them off, and get them out of there.
And it would be crazy how fast that be happening, too.
Sometimes, like, usually, like, 10 minutes. Maybe 10-15 minutes. And then when, like, 10-15 minutes went by and he was still out there, I'm like, yo. And the game was still postponed and shit. And I'm like, yo, this ain't normal, bro. Like, and then they saying the players crying and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, players crying.
I think I turned to it when they might have just taken him off the field. Because when I was like, why is there – because the teams were still out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why is – I said, well, suspended. So, you know, me, straight to Twitter. Twitter tell you everything. And that's when I saw the hit and everything. I was just like, damn, man. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Go ahead, my
Freak
bad.
Accident.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just certain things you can't see happen or whatnot. But, yeah, he was making a tackle. T. Higgins on one night tackled him. And then as soon as he got up, legitimately collapsed. It was – intense. I mean, you know, medical team, the team doctors all had to come to the field, you know, perform immediate CPR, which is what at least got his heart back beating, which they said is helping him in the long run right now or whatnot. I just think the wildest thing is the NFL was going to try to keep playing.
They were?
Yeah.
Like, for sure?
Yeah. For at least with almost every confirmed source I could find, it said that the NFL wanted them to keep playing. That's why the players were still on the field, and they tried to tell them, you get 5 minutes to warm up.
I heard that wasn't true.
That wasn't it.
I heard
talk to him.
I forgot the source exactly, but I heard that the NFL never told them about 5 minutes to warm up. From what I seen something that said the NFL was kind of already leaning towards postponing the game. So.
I don't know.
Well, either way, bro, you can't play that game.
I think what happened, too, is a lot of those – and shout out to the reporters and everybody who was, like, in real time reporting on that, because it's just, like, that's tough to do. Like, you just seen something happen on the field, and
you're right.
You got to report on something like that where somebody's life is in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like – I mean, like, they going to commercial break and coming back and talking about the same thing. It's just like, all right, like – they was putting a lot of pressure. I think they were the main ones that put, like, pressure on the NFL. Like, when I was watching ESPN, I forgot my ball man, the ball dude with the
Booger
lines
McFarlane.
On his face.
Booger McFarlane.
Yeah. He was saying, like, yo, the NFL, you know how they operate, but they shouldn't play this game. They should just stop and not play. And that's what everybody across the board basically was saying, so.
Yeah, it would have been a bad look. It'd be one thing if it was, like, you know, your usual football injury or something
like that.
But it's like, bro, that's some shit you don't see, like.
Or even if, like, it was, like, in most cases, you know, like, somebody gets carted off, they give you the thumbs up.
That's what
they
I'm saying,
they had no clue what his status was.
They was on the field for 7 minutes. Like, nobody knew what was going on. Like, we were all legitimately waiting for an update. The world was like
they went
to
commercial break
like
six times, bro.
Like, yo, what's happening? But I agree, man. That's tough. You all right, Light Man? That's tough to report on that on the dime.
Well, it sounds like he's like doing better somewhere, but you know, we still don't know a lot about his situation and everything. But I'm hoping, you know, for the best, obviously. Hoping for a speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, that is something that is, you know, not as severe as it looks. You know,
yeah,
we don't know, but you know, hopefully he does bounce back from this, man. Like, whether you know he continues to play or not, but we just want him to bounce back and be okay,
yeah, for sure. And like, when I saw that hit, too, I was just like, I'm no doctor, but you would think like that looks like a normal football hit.
It did.
But the way that I saw like how somebody online was like describing like how it happened and when it's just like something like that, probably like one in a trillion chance.
It's like
of
freak
happening.
Accident,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
Cause like you said, it looked like a typical tackle, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you see that shit like all the time in football, like literally every week.
Yeah, it's every play.
Every play. Like I just seen somebody get like shoulder charges now playing basketball. Like, and they look different than that.
They bump you right in the chest, and they don't even. It's
like Giannis no be pads. Running through niggas, bro. Like, bro, like so, it literally would just seem like some type of freak accident shit, bro. Like. Something that nobody could have prepared for. But, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, like I said, he's okay. And hopefully we'll hear something positive on his status in the next couple of days.
It was good to see, even though they was playing in Cincinnati, his family was there. At least his mother, for a fact, was there. So
he got fan with him. I seen Stephon Diggs pulled up on him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they showed him going into the hospital. So...
24, man.
Yeah, man.
Like you said, Javon, I just hope to hear some positive news and be updated with something positive. So
that's all we can hope for at this point, man.
Yeah, so we're going to be hopeful that the next time we speak of this, we're speaking in celebration and joyous, more joyous voices or whatnot about the recovery of him and whatnot, man, you know. Because that was tough to see. That's tough to talk about all above. Speaking about injuries and things along that nature, Josh Sweat from the Eagles was carted off as well, off the field. But at least in some lighter news, he was released from the hospital. So at least we got somebody to come out of it in good condition or whatnot. That's good. At least he was released on his own. So
yeah,
it was
probably neck or head injury.
Yeah. Because he, you know, everybody, same thing. They didn't know how his vitals was, the whole nine, but. He was released on his own power. He's walking on his own power, et cetera. I like to hear it.
He's recovering. He's progressing.
I like to hear it. With that goes into fantasy football. It's tough for us right now to update on this. You know, I was looking forward to really big up the championship game and all that jazz. But, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances, we don't have an answer for the championship right now as far as our winner. We'll figure that out off mic. I'll be talking to you, Naeem, and, of course, Easy, I got you. That's who the two people are that's in our championship of the fantasy football. We had Javon and Naeem going head-to-head. But the one that we can crown and the one that we can proceed to hand their money over to is Brother Light did end up getting third place in the fantasy football league. So shout-out to my guy.
Holler.
Come on, baby.
Holler.
So... In our league, if you ain't know, man, we play for money, so third place gets their money back. So AD is $60 back up in the game, man. I had that sent to you. You already know the energy. You know, again, shout out to you, man. But look at that, man. Like, the pod, like, y'all two going, like, you got third, Javon in the championship. Like, I made the playoffs at least. At least we held down our own league.
I was trying to go for the championship, but, you know, things happen. Derek Carr happens, and...
Sorry.
You know, it's all good.
1.32.
Try it! Anyway.
How you feel, man? You feel all right? Talk to me, man. Third place, talk to us.
There's a couple people that was doubting me in the beginning. Those people weren't in the playoffs, so that's all I got to say about that.
Oh. You like to put a name on that bullet?
Dave in Spain.
Wow. Oh,
shit.
What was they saying? Talk to us.
No disrespect to the Dave. Me and Dave chopped it up about it, though. He was mad at me because I beat him 1 week, and I was like, congrats on your win. This was when Tua first came back from his injury, and he was going crazy in the first half. Mm. And I thought I was about to lose. So I told him, I was just like, yo, congrats on your win. I think I was up by maybe like 20 points before the game or something like that. And then he thought I was being funny. I'm like, a little bit of reverse psychology, but I'd rather give you a congrats now because if I lose, I'm not going to want to congratulate you later. So,
nope.
But Tua ended up stinking it up in the second half, and I ended up winning. So.
That's Adrian.
But
that's Adrian's number one tactic, boy.
But, yeah, so I don't know. Shout out to the squad, you know. I ain't got too many words. I'm glad I at least placed, so I'm cool with that. I ain't too mad. I did what I needed to do.
Davante goddamn Adams.
Yeah, Davante Adams was a walking bucket.
See why you drafted his ass 2 years in a row.
Immediately.
Had to, man.
I can't hate it.
I can't either.
I can't hate it, bro.
If you got him, Cooper Kupp, and what's his name? Justin Jefferson, it's like automatic 20 points, bro.
You're going to have a good night.
Especially if you got Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, because all they do is catch passes, like, even if they ain't getting a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. Catching
that PPR, they racking up.
I mean, what's the name? Davante Adams, that man catches bombs. So it's just like.
Yeah, exactly.
You looking, he got 14 points from one catch and a 70-yard touchdown. I'll be like, okay.
Yeah. That's just literally nice. What happens, bro.
Nice.
That's what happened when we played him this past week. Like, nigga caught like.
Oh, yeah, he went crazy.
Yeah. He couldn't stop that nigga, bro. Had Jared Stidham looking nasty against us, bro. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah, I'd be like that, man. And then shout out to Rawls. He did place first in our league on 11-3 or whatnot. So first place gets 40 bones. It's $20 off. Okay. But, you know, you get a little something back to your mind. So shout out to you playing place first. It's, you know, it's tough when you got to lose, man. I don't know what you want me to tell you. You know I ain't want you to win. Gonna come to my job talking cash. All right, man, you better hope the Seahawks don't make the playoffs. I'm on your head, top boy. Anyways, that's not homie Jordan, man. Anyways. Seahawks. Yeah, Seahawks fans. You already know the energy.
Okay. I ain't mad at it.
I hear you go bouncing and shit.
You know my man Gino.
Listen to him trading. Look at him trading for Russie.
Hey, man.
Just think of wanting to be a Seahawks fan so bad.
He traded from Russell Wilson, bro. That's crazy.
Niggas ain't your niggas.
Nah, never have been.
Exactly.
Shout out Danger Russ. Stinking it up in Denver.
Oh, they head coach gone. He ain't even make it through the full year. Gone. This is his first year, too.
That is crazy how he didn't make it through the whole year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. He got fired before the season was over.
That's pitiful, man.
Sent that man packing.
I guess him and Russ
got another game on.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
No, my bad. I ain't even
realize. We getting smacked.
He's getting ran right now. They're doing three-man weave.
Oh, it ain't too bad, but we still going to lose. I don't want to just watch us lose.
Well, like I said, when I first looked at who was playing, I seen y'all was on, so I was like, oh, that's what the game will turn into. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my bad, G.
I don't care, bro. I turn it on for you.
I respect
I hate the Bucks. I wanted you to win. So, you know what I'm saying? So, once you was done, I'm done. And I don't mind Boston getting work. It's cool with me. Straight with me, man. Let me tell you that much. But, yeah, man, that's us on us on fantasy, man. We're going to get back to the NFL in 1 second. Any of y'all watch any of the college football bowls, or especially like New Year's Eve games? Anybody see anything?
I was catching flashes.
I'm about to say, I watched a couple. I can't remember any like specifically off the top of my head, but I definitely was watching some over the weekend.
Say that. Man, that New Year's Eve ball drop was crazy, bro. Let me tell you, man. So I didn't see the Michigan and TCU game. We're going to come back to that in a second because – there's somebody we got to talk about from Michigan. But before we get there.
Nasty man.
With Ohio State and Georgia, I'm the only person rooting for Ohio State, by the way. Mm-hmm. And that would shock you as me being from Georgia, you would think. As you don't know already, I'm a Yellow Jacket. I don't care for the Bulldogs, especially they already won. Anyway, when I tell you that game was like legitimately back and forth, Ohio State was up 21-7. Next thing you know, Georgia up 24-21. And then next thing you know, Ohio State up 28-24. Like, that was a great game. Shout out to CJ Stroud from Ohio State. He was getting money the entire game. If you wanted to prove your draft stock, my guy, that's how you prove it. Mm-hmm. No debate. That's how you do it on the biggest stage possible. It's not your fault. Anyways, so they going back and forth, game going back and forth. It's a good watch. Like, you finally get you a good college football playoff game. Because usually the first two are blowouts. Because you get like Bama on one side, Georgia on one side, or something like that. Clemson on one side, Bama on one side. They blow out the fourth and the third seed, then they play head-to-head. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to actually get a goodie like this.
Yeah, both games was really close.
That part. So then, last seconds on the clock, CJ Stroud weaving through traffic, runs all the way down the field, gets in field goal range. Easy field goal. So, legitimately, I think the ball's dropping in 10 seconds, and they getting ready to kick the field goal. Ball drops.
At the stadium?
Ball drops. They kick the field goal, and homeboy hooks it completely left. Shanks the field goal.
Try!
So, you know, the ball drop didn't drop at the stadium. I'm talking about in the world. Like, oh, okay. We were all saying New Year's, And then, like, a few seconds later, they ended up kicking the ball. Damn. Like, it won't end up in a minute into the new year.
Because when I pulled up to the place, I looked at the TV. When I left the crib, Ohio State was winning.
Yeah.
I got to the place 10 minutes before. Georgia had came back. I said, these niggas about to trick it off.
That joint was crazy. But, I mean, it was like a chip shot. And, I mean, he got nowhere near it. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's down the line, homeboy went here from the beginning.
Was he in the middle of the field or was he? But, you know, college, just they margins
it was bad.
Wide.
It was embarrassing. Like, it was one of them misses. Like, it wasn't like, dang, we almost had it. It was like, what?
What the fuck
would that went
that?
Into overtime or they would have won?
They would have won.
What was the final score?
42-41 maybe? Don't ask me that. Actually, I don't remember. Maybe it was the take on the OT. One way or the other, bro, he shanked the kick and I was disappointed. Because, of course, I wanted Ohio State to win. Like I said, I was the only one rooting for him, mm-hmm. but it was what it was. But that joint, man, that reminded me of college football, like of the bowl games. Because as a person that actually loves college football, I think to me a little bit the playoffs kind of took away a lot from the other bowl games, in my opinion. Like, since we don't get the BCS bowl game, stuff like that, like that used to like pump like the Rose Bowl, all that stuff. Like, you don't, yeah, granted, Penn State played it and won it. It was great to see, but. It won't no glamour to it.
Exactly. Like, it still has the name and shit, but it don't have, like you said, it don't mean as much because everybody just wants to get to the national championship now with the playoff.
There you go. So it took the luster off. But but either way, that was a good showcase. And then before them, you had TCU and Michigan, where TCU was whipping the blue paint off of Michigan. They were tearing them boys up. And then the fourth quarter, Michigan. Score like 31, maybe 31 to like 4 almost in that quarter span or whatnot, 31-3 or something like that. They were scoring. Michigan finally showed why they were undefeated the entire year. Like, we expected Michigan to kind of walk in there and walk over TCU.
Man, them niggas lost me a bet. Fuck.
Because TCU couldn't even win their conference championship game. So we didn't expect them to come in there and blow out Michigan.
Yeah, they were smacking them niggas, bro.
Michigan is the ones that knocked off Ohio State. That's the reason why Ohio State almost didn't get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Them niggas disappointed.
So, you know, I don't know what was going on.
I'm glad Bama won't in it.
That was nice. It was nice not to see Alabama in it. Or Clemson.
Yeah.
It was nice to see neither one of them in
there. Different.
Did they win their bowl game?
Bama won, convincingly.
Who they play?
They didn't play. No, that's USC played Tulane. Bama played. They ain't play nobody great. I just can't remember who they played, unfortunately. But it wasn't a great team. But Bryce Young snapped.
It was Purdue or something like that. If I'm not mistaken, because I was watching that game.
Kansas State.
It was Kansas State. I was thinking Kansas State in my head. Kansas but I was like, State. Am I thinking the right team?
Nah, that makes sense.
They won by 25 points.
I'm saying it wasn't
or 50 or something like that.
We knew what was coming.
Clemson lost. Orange Bowl.
My boys got destroyed.
We didn't qualify.
Try.
Nor did I expect it. I can't be mad. But yeah, that was crazy. But then goes on top of it, Javon, your former NFL head coach. It's rumored out that I remember last year when he took the visit, he came back saying he was never going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then right after they lost, a couple of days later, it rumored out, and they was like, he'll leave Michigan if he gets an NFL coaching offer. Hmm. And then just today it came out saying that the owner of the Panthers has already spoken to him about coming over.
Man, I'm not surprised Jimmy about to come back, man. I always had a feeling he would make his way back to the NFL eventually. In the right situation.
Have they, Michigan, have they won?
Nope.
This was supposed to be their year.
Yeah, everybody was actually thinking they was going to go
if they had a chance. We wanted to see them versus Georgia.
And they lost.
Yeah, convincingly. Like, to a lesser, like, they walked into a trap game. They were looking ahead. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how, what I'm guessing. They kind of looked ahead, you know. Not saying that's how you prepare. And then you got to think, too, like, the funny thing about college football bowl games, too, it's been so long since they played a game. Like, this is an extended bye week.
Was it at least like over a week and some change?
Nah, it's like 3 weeks from this. Damn. from there for maybe two to three. Yeah, it's been a little bit of time. Because when the last time we was talking, we were in the conference games, and then we were talking about the last final rankings.
So here's my thing, too.
Talk to me.
Looking ahead, like next year, are they making it 6 or 8?
I think they're talking about making it, I think it's more than 8, right?
Yeah, it was talking about like 12. 12. Yeah.
Because if it's that big of a gap, like of a at least like a 2-week period when you're not playing games, like they got at least like put some more teams in there and have some more games.
Because, I mean, like they don't play for a while. You know what I'm saying? And like I understand like you saying you stay in the shape, but like you a couple weeks off, bro. You're like, it's holiday.
You might like you said holidays, no telling you, you might you're just getting lax around that time.
Yeah. So like, you know, it could happen to anybody. So I don't know. I think that might have some effect too. But yeah, Michigan, you stunk it up. Ain't nothing else to say about it. Unfortunately, it won't your day. But yeah, I agree. I thought Harbaugh was gonna come back or whatnot, man. I think he wanted to go out in a better way.
Yeah.
Like last year they got blown out, so he was coming back. And I think this year, even if it was like a dog fight in the championship, he would have accepted that. Mm-hmm.
I think he definitely was probably going to dip if he won.
100%. And then that's when nobody says nothing. Because they're like, whoop, you came back. You won us a championship.
Mm-hmm. You went out on top.
What more can we be upset with? So I hope he don't go. He did well with the 49ers. I hope he don't come to Carolina and fix them. So let me just toss that out there. Because I don't know what happened. Carolina started playing a little decent and all that other jazz. I won't roll it. So.
Well, it's Monday coming or next Monday. We'll see what jobs become open. So.
Oh, yeah, Black Monday on the way.
There's definitely going to be a couple of them.
Coming to a team near you. Who y'all think of? Who ain't been fired yet?
Cliff Kingsbury.
I think Ron Rivera might be on the hot seat.
Possibly.
Yeah, he has a shot.
The thing that kind of saves him if he doesn't is just his morale with the team itself. Yeah. Like, they love him in Washington. But
and the players seem to like him, too.
Yeah. I think another thing, too, would decide that is, allegedly, I keep seeing rumblings of Dan Snyder possibly wanting to sell the team.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing the same thing.
So, we'll see. Now, you know, if that happens, Scary Terry jersey coming soon. But.
Loading?
Boy!
You not impressed, Javon?
He ain't trying to hear none of that. Keep it with the receipt.
Still coming this house wearing a Scary Terry jersey.
All right,
bro, you pump faking this whole year.
Man, you know he.
I told you they was gonna mess it up. I said if anybody, Washington's gonna be the reason why the whole division doesn't make the play. But how are they eliminated? If what's Green Bay's record?
I think 8-8.
Yeah, I think 8-8.
And Washington 7-8-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's say if Green Bay loses next week and they go 8-9, how would they eliminate Washington if Washington can go 8-1?
I think y'all actually would be ahead of them.
That's what throws me off. I'm like.
Yeah, because y'all have a tie. Y'all would be ahead of them.
Yeah.
Technically by half a game. Because y'all don't have as many losses.
Yeah, that's what.
So that half game actually keeps y'all ahead of them. If they lose.
But I keep seeing,
but
like,
they say if they win, they, yeah
I've, they, seen I've seen, like, that loss on Sunday was an elimination. Like, they are out of it.
Maybe not. Man. I don't know.
That's what I don't get. I don't get it. Unless Green Bay is actually, like, already has 8 games won or something like that.
Yeah, Green Bay 8-8.
They 8-8?
Yeah, they 8-8.
What's Washington? 7-8-1?
7-8-1.
See, I don't get that.
I don't know. That is strange, man. You got that. That is, what do you call it? Peculiar.
Dang, Detroit ahead of them, too.
Oh, Washington? What's Detroit's record? 8-8?
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
And Seattle.
Whoever win, get in between them two.
I think they probably was. So let's say if. But here's the thing. I'm pretty sure Green Bay plays Detroit.
Yeah, they play in that's it. There it is. That's what it is. Detroit and Green Bay play Sunday's flex it to Sunday Night Football now. And basically they both got the same record, so one of them are going to win and be 9-8. There it is.
Okay, makes sense.
It was Detroit we were missing. That was the missing link.
That makes sense. I hope the Seahawks get in. Shout out my man Gino.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I don't know what you wanted from neither one of us.
I just want to give a shout out. That's all.
We've heard you shout him out. And those Seahawks already. All episode. It's enough, buddy. Nah, I'm joking.
Yeah, right here says.
What's up?
For Seattle, they got they win the tiebreaker over Detroit based on head-to-head win percentage. Division tiebreak was initially used to eliminate Green Bay. Detroit wins tiebreak over Green Bay based on head-to-head win percentage.
So Seahawks just have to win.
Yeah.
And they ain't. Okay. That's why Washington is out of it. Why couldn't they? That's interesting. They tricked it, man. I didn't even watch that dumbass game.
Yeah, because now I remember I forgot that, yeah, that's the whole thing, that Ron Rivera didn't know that if they lost this game that it would be out of the playoffs.
It's like.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that press conference. Yeah.
Why did you switch quarterbacks?
I didn't understand why he went back to Wentz either.
I was confused. Not at the time. Yeah, it was just like, yeah, benching Heineke for Wentz. And I was like, huh? I thought y'all was winning with Heineke or at least playing a little better.
I mean, honestly, to me, they won't. They played about the same, honestly, but. Seem like Heineke, like they just feed off of him a little more.
Scary yeah. Terry did for sure. He played a lot better with Heineke, in my opinion, at least.
Like, Wentz is more talented, but yeah. Heineke tends to just mesh with the players a little bit better, like chemistry wise.
I think because Heineke playing with house money. Mm-hmm. Heineke playing, it's not as much pressure.
He's been there longer too. Yeah, like, he know the players more,
so they comfortable with him.
If his contract is up. He'll get a backup. If he still wants to play, he'll get a backup position somewhere in the league. I don't think he's a starter.
Who you talking about?
Heineke.
No, I don't think so. But don't y'all got him signed for another year unless it's like a team deal or something? I think. My bad.
I have no clue what that team's doing.
My bad. But, yeah, I think he's a serviceable backup. I agree. I like him. He come off the bench with some spunk. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Spunk.
I'm just saying, bro, he almost took Tom Brady and them out that first year.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm saying, man. He came in and showed, you know, he did what he was supposed to do that's in the situation. What
got him the starting job.
There you go. While you're trying to figure things out, let's do that. So can I ask you, as an outside former Washington fan, what do you think they need to go do this year in the offseason? What is the plan?
First and foremost, they need to change ownership. But that aside, I mean, it's cliche. Because
I think I know what y'all need. You've alluded to it in the past.
I think they need to be more consistent defensively. There's no reason why you have that good of a defensive line and you be giving up all those points. Granted, the secondary is... I mean, you can only do but so much. But, yeah. It's not really the defensive line, but it's the secondary has always been. For me, it's trash. They got some good players. They make some good plays sometimes. Them niggas suck.
Yeah, y'all got Fuller.
Hey, bro, I think y'all need to trade some picks, bro, and go get you a quarterback. You one of these young quarterbacks in the draft. This is a quarterback draft this year. Feel who you like, see who falls first, and then make some calls. Go get one of them players. Don't wait for it to fall in your lap, because if you keep, like, you know, the problem is when you finish middle in the pack, because I was there. I finished middle in the pack 3 years in a row, so 2 years. So I understand, like, how those draft picks up, them numbers are. You got to go get somebody. If you muddling and, like, you speaking, all right, defensive line is solid. Secondary has some key players, you know, could use a little bit of retoolage, but, you know, it got some key players.
I think with
go
that
get
is,
you a quarterback, bro. You got to just page your receiver. Mm-hmm. Go get you a quarterback, bro.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, when you look at all these teams in the league that are successful, minus the 49ers, which, what's the name? He's playing very well. Yeah, he's playing good. Very well. Trey who? But you're not going to do nothing in this league if you don't have your quarterback set. Wentz was supposed to be that guy for Washington. Get him out of here. Hey, there's a nice spot on the bench for you. You need to sit over there.
You need to take a seat.
Or stand up and with the little play sheet and help coach.
The nigga just had surgery, bro.
He was stinking it up before he got hurt.
He's inexperienced. Damn.
I'm talking about Washington.
Oh, my fault. I thought you used to talk about Brock Purdy.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, he praised
shit. My fault.
That's what it was. I looked at you and I was like, oh, he ain't going to say nothing. And I looked back at Adrian.
I started hearing all this shit. I'm like, all right, bro. What you
No, when I was saying, like,
which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about Wentz go sit on the bench.
Oh, yeah. I think Wentz just needs to, they should have just rocked with, what's his name? Because he had already, well, one, Wentz got hurt. Y'all brought what you call it in. Basically, it seemed like because y'all benched Wentz almost. Should just, I mean, yeah, just ride with, what's his name, man?
Heinicke,
yeah.
At this point.
Like, Heinicke won't play in bad enough to get benched, in my opinion.
He was the first quarterback to hand, what's the name they lost? The Eagles, their first loss of the season.
True.
On prime time.
Boy, they lost a couple now, back to back. Here it go. Now they that shapes up one. A big game.
They still, but if they lose this week and we win, we'll take number one.
And if they lose and the Cowboys win, don't they win the division?
Yeah, Cowboys win the division.
So the Eagles can go from like 1-5.
Yeah.
That quick.
Damn.
That's a wild drop off. You can go from 1-5.
You lose a home court, first round bye, and then now you on the road.
They playing the Giants?
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah, they playing the Giants.
That's the crazy thing.
Eagles and Giants?
Eagles and Giants. And Giants have already clinched.
First round bye to on the road, bro.
That's insane, man.
Yeah.
That's really insane.
You say y'all were getting – so let's say if – I'll probably go to Minnesota if they win. If y'all lose and Eagles lose.
If Minnesota wins. Mm-hmm. Minnesota still got to win. If they lose, we still hold a tiebreaker.
What if all the top three teams lose?
Well, we can't go lower than three, so.
You locked in.
Yeah, we're locked in. We can't get lower than three. So that's why at this point we just plan to get number one at this point.
Mm-hmm.
True. Who y'all play?
The Cardinals.
Oh, that's a dub.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a walk. The Falcons beat them. You can win.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, hey. At this point, we win, we set ourselves. We just got to depend on some other teams to lose some games. But we win, we set ourselves up for goodness. If we win, the worst we can be is number two. And so we still have a home game.
Yeah, which is nice. So, I ain't mad at that.
So, yeah. So, at this point, and even if we number three, we'll still have a home game, I think. But I'd rather be number two because if number two, you guarantee yourself to at least have an extra home game if the number one seed loses.
That's a good point.
So, the higher the seed, the better.
Oh, yeah. You can get it two games in a row. You can get wild card in the divisional.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You set yourself up at least those first first two games. Then if the number one seed lose, you basically got home field all the way through.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. At least we win. The worst we can be is number two. So that's what I'm saying. When you
so for you, it's fine because that's what I'm saying. Worst we can be is three. You've been climbing.
Yeah, we can only get better at this point. We can't.
It's
really
the Eagles that was sitting undefeated for so long, and then you tell me this last game of the season could cause me to, like you said, travel on the road. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
They lost two in a row.
Yep.
But what's the name ain't been playing either, though?
Yeah, Hurts has been out there. It's been Minshew Mania.
Which, that first game they lost, or the first game they lost with Minshew at quarterback, they played a good game offensively.
They did. That holding was crazy,
Beckett
though.
Going crazy right now.
Which one on the right?
They hit like eight straight shots.
Oh, you said left. Beckett? I'm like, who?
That boy going crazy out there, bro.
Yeah, he's snapping.
Them joints all cash. Yeah,
he playing pop shot right now.
Hey, crushing
Trey, get your ass on the sideline.
Yeah, take the numbers off the screen.
Nah, Beckett really hit like eight straight at one point.
He didn't even know he won. He was
like, now
in.
Beckett, 3-point shot. None of that bullshit. Then you get your TV.
He said, then you get your TV. I just caught that, man.
I was at the Wizards game. They was doing like the little halftime. Some kid, he had to like hit like the mini balls in like the bucket. Pause if needed.
Bruh.
But he had to shoot the balls in the bucket. And he like I think it was like 4 or 5 buckets. And then it was like 1 second left, and he threw it, and he made it at the last second.
Crowd went off?
Crowd went crazy. And then, he won himself a little TV, too.
That's what's up.
Oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah, that's one thing I do like about basketball games or football games. The, like, festivities in the breaks and, like, halftime is way better than football.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Football.
Like, easily.
There's no debating that.
Like, we can entertain way more in between the breaks and shit in basketball games.
Football, they're always honoring somebody during the timeout.
Yeah, some
boring
ass bullshit. Like, bro, throw some t-shirts in the damn crowd or something, dog.
Somebody get a t-shirt. Yeah, get like, the cannon.
Hey, where the little Asian lady that be, you know, balancing all the bowls and shit,
she
man?
Can't do that
bring
on
her
turf.
Out there, man. Huh?
She can't do that on turf.
Hey, but she do that
she
shit
get
on
the
turf.
Little the off road wheel.
And
or
she can do that shit on turf. She a monster, bro. I remember the first time I seen her was when I went to go see the game in New York. And I had never seen that shit before. And I didn't even know, like, she went around in different places doing it until, like, I watched a broadcast on TV. And I was like, I heard the music. And I was like, hold on, that's the lady I see in the damn game? Oh, shit.
What game was this?
This was, like, when I went in 2017. It was a Lakers-Knicks game.
Oh, see, you was in New York,
yeah,
too.
It was in New York. So, like, that was my first time ever seeing her, like, so, like, in person and everything. I was like, oh, shit. And then I seen her on TV. I'm like, oh, shit, that's the same lady and everything. But it's, like, it's crazy she does that shit, like, all the time. And I'm like, bro, I don't know how you balancing 8 like, plates on your head on one leg and shit. She
I think
be,
I might have seen her in D.C.
That's what I'm saying. You
might
have seen her at a halftime show, bro. Like, for real. Because she be at, like, a lot of them shits.
I want to say she has been to D.C.
I wouldn't be surprised. You hear that Asian music? Come on, you already know she about to go come out with crazy. That unicycle, man.
I ain't never seen
that. But the football games, like, it's the crowd. Like, the crowd in the football games, that's where the excitement is. The all the other shit they doing, man, it should be trash.
Whack.
No.
Yeah, the crowd definitely be a little bit more lively at football games as far as, like, the chants and shit like mm-hmm. that, like, the teams doing stuff.
If you had a home game.
Yeah, like, because I remember when I went, the only one I seen was when I was in Phoenix when the Niners and Cardinals played, and I was on the Cardinals side. So I definitely was like, oh, shit, okay. Like, they doing their chant, like, every time on third down, they saying shit and certain shit like that, and I'm like, man, fuck y'all niggas, bro. Showing the Kaepernick off, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I agree with y'all on that shit, man. Even, like, the watching experience, I feel like watching, because I guess maybe because it's closer, basketball is a little bit better watching experience because you're a little bit closer to the action.
Yeah, you're right there.
But football's still keen.
Yeah, football's a night that I enjoyed the football game I went to. So
I want to go to a baseball game. I've still never been to one of those.
I haven't been to an MLB game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. MLB baseball
just
game.
Get in the car and go see the Yankees play the Orioles, bro.
Yeah, because I want to go to a park.
Let's just
I wanna
go
see
to
what
the Nationals.
Like. I wouldn't mind going to a Nationals game.
We can
go to
the name with the Nationals.
We can go
game.
To Nationals. I won't. I won't. I hate where the stadium is. That's all.
Oh, because it's in the city.
I just hate where it's at.
See, you know what's funny?
But you know, like, if you down with it,
I didn't even realize
let's
that shit
really
was
do
in
it
the
next
city
year.
One day until I walked past, and I'm
when
like,
when the season come out, I'm gonna be on it. If you with it, right. I'll be with it. I'll let's be 100% down for it.
I just want to go to a park. Them parks be looking dope as hell.
Yeah. I want a hot dog, beautiful. A cold one.
Yeah, I want to like just chill and just be outside.
The only hot dog I eat all year.
That part.
You don't eat hot dogs like that?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, I'm capping it. It's just cold.
Blizzies?
Nah.
That's why. The memes came out. You ain't want to deal with it no more.
I mean, if I'm at home.
Or did you never really like fuck with them like that?
I used to, but I just don't make them like. My parents used to make them and whatnot. Or matter of fact, you know what? Nice little cookout. Give me a.
Got you. I know you got to eat them a little bit.
When it get hot outside.
That's
right
what I'm
now,
saying.
I ain't thinking about hot dogs right
yeah,
now. That's
this ain't the weather for it.
Nah, hell nah. Nah, but in the summertime, hell yeah. Like you said, fresh off that's the grill with the char marks on it. Come on, man.
I do need to see if, what's that hockey? The Admiral. Is that the hockey team in Norfolk?
Yeah.
If they
yeah.
still playing, I might go to a game.
Yeah, they still play.
I've never seen I've never been
to a hockey game.
Well, we couldn't go to the Tides. Y'all want to try that? I'd be with it if y'all are.
Yeah, I'm with that, too.
Yeah, I ain't been to the Tides game in
them
a long
tickets,
time.
I'm talking about that. Yeah.
They like $14. Cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do cheap as a bitch.
How cheap? Cheap as hell?
That's with the fees.
Well, let's see. Before we get up out of here, make sure that, oh, shout out to, well, I don't even know what to say, shout out. It's crazy. Jordan Poirier is playing with a torn meniscus. Say he's been playing with it through the year, and he's going to continue to play with it. That's the starting safety from the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, meniscus aren't as bad, but it's, dang, it's crazy he's still playing on that shit, and it's torn.
Yeah, I just wanted to toss that. And then the NBA, bro, it's a whole lot of scoring.
Bro, the scoring right now is insane.
Hey. Allegedly, 71 was put on my team head last night. 71. I didn't even know what happened.
I was just like, I didn't even know seeing what happened. The updates y'all, and
what
shit.
Who won?
The Cavs?
Yeah, they
won
Cavs.
OT.
Yeah.
But if you like, but here go to all the controversy in the world coming out because they're saying it was a lane violation. We lost. I don't really know what else you want me to say. I don't care. This is not the year where I'm about to argue about that. Yeah. I respect the Bulls fans out there still throwing hands about that. Hey, this team is in some bad shape. But, yeah, I didn't know what happened.
I think y'all will be good once y'all figure out that Lonzo situation.
I don't see him coming back this year.
Me neither. Not at this point.
They said he just started lightly jumping.
Oh.
That's the most clarity I've heard on anything about him. I don't expect him this year, and that definitely took a toll on this team. We don't got your point guard. Like, I'm looking at it last year at this time. Like, we were number one seed. And then Lonzo got hurt, and then crash and burn. Then LaVine knees started acting up, and then that was the end.
And DeMar had a good game.
Y'all made it to the 44. Yeah, y'all was number one. Did y'all make it out of the first round last year?
Nah. We played the Bucks first round. let me not even get here and get the line. Not even close, sir. We fought a little bit, but then Giannis was just too big, bro. But that's why I was hoping we had Lonzo or something like that, because I did like the Andre Drummond signing was perfect for our team. Because that's what we was missing, like a big. Somebody's going to go down there and play some defense.
Oh, big.
I'm serious, bro. Shit. We ain't had, you know, I like Vooch. I love Vooch. But, you know, he ain't no banger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
he a little finesse somewhat.
Yeah. I like the jump hook. I like the three-pointer. But at the same time, I like somebody that go down there and get dirty. Somebody that want to set the hard screen. Somebody that ain't afraid to get dunked on. Like, that's the big man I like.
Yeah. The big man, that's why I like Gafford. He be getting dunked on a lot, but, you know.
He'll challenge it.
And he not even as big as Vooch.
Yeah, you know, he's small. Gafford's small, like 6'9", 6'8".
Yeah. Vooch is kind of like, 7 feet, maybe, close to it?
Yeah, I'd say at least good 6'11". He just ain't, you know what I'm saying, that ain't his game.
Yeah, he kind of like Pau Gasol.
Good point. So, like, you know, which I ain't mad at. I said, I like his play style. That's why I like jumping off the bench. Because he's the good, you know, change of pace or whatnot. And he's still athletic, so he can still run the floor. Mm-hmm. So it ain't like he's slow and X, Y, and Z, you know what I mean? But don't worry, I ain't about to stay on the Bulls. They ain't no good, and I ain't about to really – I don't care. I've accepted what sports was going to be this year, and I'm just riding it.
Yeah, my boys, we've been playing better. LeBron been going nuts.
Birthday game.
Yeah. I think he had 40 last night, too. 40 So.
Yeah, he been playing well. AD's still hurt, right?
Yeah, 80. I don't know when he coming back. We're talking about him coming back. So it looks like LeBron just gonna go through that streak like he did last year, where he just scoring a bunch of points. But we actually winning some this year.
So it looks better.
But I feel like in a way our team is constructed a little better to handle that, seeing that we got Schroeder and shit back and everything. So like we got a little bit more scoring than we had before when it was just seemed like it was just LeBron. And, you know, like Russ fitting into the bench role. So it's like the construction is a little bit better for him to do it now, but still like.
Construction.
Yeah, we still going to probably lose more than we win, though. But, I said, if LeBron going off, I feel like we'll win a couple more of those games than we did last year, where it seemed like he was going 30 every game. We were still losing by 20 points.
We almost at the halfway point of the season.
Yeah.
Games-wise.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, All-Stars going to be here before we know it next month.
Yeah, because, you know, once college football bowl games pop off and once you get to Christmas and once you get to the NFL playoffs, basketball is.
I think we'll know the starters in probably like less than two weeks or so.
Yeah, man, we got some surprises out there. Like, yo, shout out to Sacramento, bro. I talked a lot of cash. I ain't going to say we. I'm going to stand on what I said. But they showed up this year.
I think they're
seven right now, if I ain't mistaken. I could be wrong. You know, the standings be looking different every time I look at it, but.
Yeah, the West is interesting. You see teams up there you don't normally see. Mm-hmm. The East is kind of what the East has been for the past couple years.
Yeah, man, but shout out to Brooklyn, bro.
Brooklyn, oh, yeah, they started hooping.
Man, this nigga Kyrie catching tip slams and shit. And he just going crazy. Like, Kyrie, I don't know. That, y'all should have kept him on the bench, man, when you talk about all that yeah, stuff, man.
They on a 12-game winning streak, and they won game out of first place.
Exactly. They going
crazy. And that's the whole league, right?
Yeah. I think they got the second best record in the league, right?
Yep,
yeah.
They sure do.
Who's won, Boston or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with Boston losing tonight, it's going to put them a half game behind.
Okay. This is the team that people was expecting all year and last year.
So just to throw out the top 10 in the East or whatnot, though, man, you got the Boston, you got Brooklyn, you got the Bucks, Cavs, Sixers, Pacers, Heat, Knicks, that rounds out the 8, and then, you know, it's the play-in, so you got 9, the Hawks, and 10, the Wizards.
Oh, we 10?
Yeah, man. Me and y'all been going back and forth between, okay, like, that 10-11 slot for a while.
You know a team who not been doing what they, I think, what they should be doing since they went to the Eastern Conference Finals? The Atlanta Hawks.
Yo, they've been, I think, yo, I seen something the other day, like, this video where they was questioning, should they trade Trae Young?
I was seeing people doing, like, the trade matches.
Now, especially now that they got DeJounte Murray, you know, I mean.
I question that pairing when it first happened.
Yeah. Like, I didn't think it could not work, but I wasn't sure of how it would work because Trae's such a ball-dominant player. But it seemed like
they both looked good, okay, at first, though.
Yeah, like, they were, I don't know, some, but Trae ain't been shooting as well this year. Like, he's still putting up good numbers and stuff, but his percentages and stuff are down.
It's a lot of white women.
They in Utah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay.
And Salt Lake. Lake Mount Tonka.
That makes sense. I'm not near one black woman. I don't,
you know, Utah's not really known for a lot of Negroes.
Yeah.
This all makes sense now.
I mean, probably some good milk there.
Could be right.
But I don't trust it. I mean, if it's a lot of it, it got to be at least some good stuff. But like you said, I mean, I'm not saying I would trust it. Just,
I don't trust Utah. It's Utah and Boston. I don't trust them places.
They got a lot of Mormons and shit there.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, not with those moves.
I still need to go to Denver.
Facts.
Colorado. Yeah. That'd be fire. Slopes, cabin, snow.
Like slopes, cabin, snow.
You know, vibes.
Denver, baby. I fuck with it.
Vending machines. Don't get me started.
Weed.
It just looked like a vibe to me. And Luka?
Snapping gun.
Luka? You want to talk about a swap? You want to talk about a questioning? People are questioning how the hell the Hawks let that happen.
Man.
You want to talk about a swap?
Yeah, that is crazy to think they could have had Luka.
Drafted him.
But at the time, Trae, like, that first year, though, it was still kind of like somewhat of a toss-up.
Oh, first year, they both were playing great. Their rookie years.
Even the second year, because Trae averaged like 29 a game in second year.
And then the next year, I think he went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So it looked like, you know, they won.
But yeah, in the long run.
Hindsight.
Luka is a special talent.
Yeah, that drops 50 and then goes on to smoke hookah and drink beer. He's just like us.
That nigga love hookah.
And a beer.
I mean, I ain't mad at it, bro.
Can you be?
I mean, if you can still go out there and get a 60-point triple-double, so be it.
It was an overtime, so you know you had to add on the extra time, but he still balled out.
Hey, man. You only live once. Go crazy.
Hey, enjoy it, my guy. What am I supposed to say to that man? Hey. He putting up points and numbers like that. Shout out to Christian Wood, too, man. I'm glad they finally starting him, and he's showing out.
Goodness.
Yeah. I've been waiting. I was like, when he went to Mavericks, I was already mad because I wanted him.
I still think at some point they're going to get the playoffs and lose, though.
Talking about the Mavs? I don't think that team can sustain a 7-game series. I think that's
with Luka
still
just going crazy.
Not man. Against the really good teams.
Yeah.
Like, even like, I would say even right now, you give me a healthy Golden State Warriors team, I'm picking them over. It'll probably go to 6 or 7, but I'm taking them over Dallas. What's the West standard? Did you say the West standard?
West standards, you got the Nuggets number 1, Grizzlies 2, Pelicans 3, Mavs 4, Kings 5. Clippers 6, Blazers 7, Suns 8. And then the play-in would be the Warriors and the Jazz. 9 and 10. Y'all remember when the Jazz was number 1?
Yo.
Jazz was number one. Portland was number one.
Pelicans was number one.
Yeah, I forgot Portland was hooping at one point early in the year.
Yeah, they
were balling until Dame got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He still hurt?
No, I think he back now.
I think he back now, but trying to catch up now is a little rough. So the West closed, man. Like I said, man, shout out to the Kings, bro. I got to give them credit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Woodson down there doing what he's supposed to be doing. The boys is playing like they're supposed to.
My man Sabonis going crazy.
Fox is getting some love and some shine finally. Like,
they got a nice little squad, though.
So, yeah, they got a good
team. Hey, man, that's what happens when you got good coaching.
And good rotational pieces, the whole nine. I like it. And then they're all unselfish. Like, they're, you know, they're trying to play collectively as a team to win.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the Black Falcon. I ain't know Harrison Barnes was still playing.
Yeah.
Bro, he been the Kings
basically
spotlight for the past four.
Yeah. I don't watch the Kings.
Nobody does, but we know he there.
Yeah, he been there for at least
him and Fox years. Are the only two people that we could guarantee.
And that's a bonus once he got traded in.
It's him or because Bagley hurt though now too.
No, Bagley on the Pistons.
Oh, damn, I forgot they traded.
Yeah, they shipped him.
Is what's his name still playing? I seen him the other day. And I was questioning. I was like, damn, I forgot he was still playing. Eric Gordon.
Yeah, he's still Nuggets. Playing. Nuggets. He said Eric Gordon?
Eric.
Oh,
Eric,
with the Rockets.
Yeah, with the Rockets. He just came out. They were saying something about, like, how do you feel about the impressive play about the Rockets as of late? Ain't nothing impressive.
That's what I saw. I was just like, oh, shit.
I don't know if that was real. Hey, but it was the funniest thing I seen that day, bro. I don't see no progression. I say, yeet. Now, Aaron Gordon playing good in Denver right now. Speaking of the other Gordon, Aaron Gordon, he
dunked on Rudy Gobert last night.
Poster. Until he gets to the playoffs.
Hey, man. Nuggets playing good right now.
Yeah.
We got Jamal Murray back. It looked good.
I got to watch it. I didn't know. Well, I knew Murray was back. I just haven't caught him yet.
Yeah, I haven't really actually, like, watched the whole game with him, but I just, like, I tend to run their highlights a lot.
I need the Clippers to stay healthy.
Yeah. That'd be nice if we can get a healthy Clipper squad.
See what this team really about. I think, honestly, they're trying to just coast into the playoffs.
Dang, he the only black dude in the stadium. Besides the players.
He got a nerd to have a fade. But you know he's going to have some leather on.
Hell yeah, he got a fade with hoops.
You see everybody left their seats, too.
Ain't nobody in front of him.
Niggas
they was all out there for them dancers.
Them niggas definitely going to get like 3 quarter lights, bro.
Hey, they didn't want nobody in front of him.
Man, when I was at the game, right, they got this new system. It's so weird. I don't know how it works. So, you, like, do, like, the Apple Pay or the whatever kind of thing you got, like the...
Touchless Pay?
Yeah. You do that to walk into, like, this little area where they serve, like, drinks and snacks. You just grab it yourself and you go. And you got to walk out a certain way.
Huh?
Like, you don't, like, it's weird to understand. Wait, so, basically, you tap
I know what you're talking about. They was talking about doing that, like, I think it's like an Amazon grocery store. Something supposed to be some grocery store that's supposed to be doing.
Oh, where you just tap it and walk out. Yeah.
You tap it, grab what you want, and leave.
Yeah.
I went there just for a drink, and I left. And I checked my bank account, and it was like, oh, the charge was $25. I was like, motherfucker. I said, I wish I would have got more stuff. And then, like, a day or two later, it finalized, and it was just like $6. And I was just like...
Oh, they put a $25 hold.
How do they know what I got?
Well, it's possible that there's some kind of like... I don't know exactly how to explain it. But the way retail set up, bro, it could be some kind of like RFID tag that's inside of it or whatnot. So
inside what?
It could either be on the label of the actual drink that you have. And then so as soon as you pick it up off the thing, after you do the... touchless, they can hide it very smooth because those RFIDs can go on like paper, can go on plastic. They can make it so you never see it.
Because it was a Sprite bottle. Yeah. So I was just like.
But I could be wrong. Like maybe I didn't see what you scanned, so it's kind of hard for me to like guess it. But if you also scan a certain piece or like a certain area where that drink is,
mm-hmm.
if they have that drink identified in that little slot, then I don't know.
So it's like, you know, like, I'm trying to explain it. You know how, like, let's say you go to the courthouse or something like that, and somebody who works at the courthouse, you'll scan your badge or something to get in.
Okay.
Or something to walk in or something like that. It's like that. And then when you walk out a certain way, and I think, You don't scan. I don't know. It's weird, man. Like I said, I don't know how they figured out.
But at least they ain't charging no $25.
Yeah, I was a little pissed at first.
Yeah. Get up, Kyrie. Get up, Kyrie. It's just because you don't see Kyrie dunk at all.
Yeah. It seems like that nigga dunk more now in his 30s than he did when he was younger.
I know why he dunking.
It's the shoes.
Thomas Bryant, okay.
I was confused on who that was for a second. I ain't going to lie. Because I was like, I know it ain't Dwight. Look at his face. I pray I don't mess this up. Hey, you looking like if LeBron can't finish this, I am in trouble, boy.
Now let's see who number one.
Oh, this was tough. Never mind. This ain't what I thought it was.
Come on, man. It's Batum. That's expected.
Nah, that's somebody random that's still in the league. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I've been seeing him a lot.
He been holding down in the league for a while.
Wow.
Let me not box out.
Look at this. They were saying that was a lane violation. Because see how he moved before the ball hit the rim?
Oh. Man, he still got the damn ball somehow and laid it up.
Yeah.
Who's number one?
Looney.
Follow your shot, kids.
For sure.
Follow your shots. Well, good people, is there anything else y'all got on the docket, man, before I close this out? Oh, Tua is still in concussion protocols. We never spoke on that. He did go back into it. He's saying that he's hopeful for the playoffs. The rest of the world is kind of saying that they hope he don't play the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think that too.
So it's kind of a toss-up with him right now, especially with what we spoke about in the beginning of the podcast with DeMar. I don't know how that's going to necessarily play out, but we haven't recorded for the past two, so I know that happened during that window.
He got another concussion a couple weeks ago?
Like, yeah, the last game.
Yeah. If not this one that passed on Sunday, but there you go, the game before that.
Yeah, because Teddy Bridgewater got hurt this game because he was starting.
I know I'm not the biggest fan of football, soccer, however you want to put it. But
I forgot.
Rest in peace to the great Pele. So.
Yeah, man.
The only three-time World Cup winner.
Legend, for real, for real.
What most and people in say sports, the first
period.
There you go.
Like, everybody know Pele.
You have to.
And then he got one name, bro.
That's facts. Damn, that's crazy, yeah. Nah, he did pass. It was sad. We also, I know it's old news, but, you know, Argentina won the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Messi. It's funny because, like, the Messi and Ronaldo debates now are like, if you on Ronaldo's side, your back's on the wall. Because everybody, it was really easy to call him the GOAT, or at least not easy, but you had your great arguments. But once Messi got a World Cup over Ronaldo, kind of changed the game a little bit.
Ronaldo never won?
No. Ronaldo's not never won a World Cup. That World Cup is different. But shout out to that World Cup game, though. That was a great game. That was great. If you don't like soccer, that was a great game.
That was a great game.
Mbappe, different. Three goals, hat trick.
Oh yeah.
That boy tough, man. France is not going nowhere. They won it last time, so.
So he already got his. What's the name?
Yeah, he got his already in the tank. But three of them.
Because is the World Cup every like 3 years or
four?
Four. Is
four.
It four?
It's like the Olympics.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When France won.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's every 4.
USA. That's why it's so big.
They normally do stink it up.
You talking about last year? Last time?
This time around.
Oh yeah. I mean, they did better than I expected. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even gonna say stinking it up. There was no expectations on them.
That's true.
We were just excited for them to even make it to
play.
There you go. That was the excitement. That was our Super Bowl bit. So for the fact that we won and we tied with some teams, you know, we could have did worse. We could have got embarrassed. And that's the one thing. We didn't get embarrassed. And I'll take that as a win. But, yeah, I ain't going to dig on that because it happened.
Safe to say we just don't run soccer, bro.
So let's find Freddie.
Now, the women are nice, though.
No, the women run soccer. Yeah, women U.S. team run soccer, but men's U.S. team, yeah, we don't run soccer. Oh, we're decent.
And then they do what they are going to do is because.
Hey, look at the crowd, bro.
A report came out talking about the men's soccer team and how much money they make and compared to, like, half a player's salary is, like, the top of the women's or whatnot, how much they make. So they said both associations or whatnot are forming to get them, like, not necessarily equal pay, but a lot of their share money is going to go to the women's national team, too. So I thought that was pretty dope.
Wait, who gets paid more?
the women, the men's national team or whatnot, I guess their player association or whatnot, are doing something with the shares or something like that to get the women paid.
I wonder how's that work with the national team.
Yeah, I didn't read into it, so I don't have all the info, but I know I've seen it.
Because, you know how when it comes to WNBA and shit, all that stuff, is like a lot of viewership involved. So I'm like, I don't know how it works when it comes to the national shit.
Yeah, especially when
sponsors
you win.
Sponsors probably and all
when
that.
You win it.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They win more than like the men's team.
So, I don't know exactly how they worked it out, but both parties seem to be happy. So
I would definitely think they have some clout, but I don't know how much these people
get paid. Still don't get paid. Like, they don't dare. It, compared to the men, even though the men aren't nowhere near as good, it's a huge drop.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how that.
See, I don't know how soccer works, so I can't really. I don't know, but that's weird. It is still weird.
Soccer different. Yeah. Soccer, the contracts, they got loans. Like, the soccer is a wild sport to play, not play, but like as far as like how the contracts break down. Like, people think the NFL and everybody else with the hard caps is hard. Nah, that soccer stuff is weird. Cause they be paying you every week, and then you want a loan, and then a team could go under, and then they ain't got to pay you. Like,
yeah,
it's some whole other stuff. It's like mob stuff over there, bro.
And them players get paid like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, they get bank. They get bank. Y'all fellas had anything else? That was good. That was good. I don't know if I'm missing anything.
Only thing I got left to say, and is shout out to the Niners, man. We 8-0 in the last 8 games. Just want to say that. I'm done.
How you feel about that, Adrian?
I can't say nothing. I just want them niggas to lose.
Oh, you gotta pick a different week than 18. Them Cardinals is barbecue chicken true. This week.
I mean, no, we 9 straight. This will be 10 straight if we beat the Cardinals. I'm tripping.
But y'all boys. I know we ain't touch on your team too much, but y'all boys playing well.
I mean, I won't really try to talk about them too much, but that's why I just 9 straight. You love to see it. That's all I got to say.
Hold on, when did McCaffrey come over?
I want to say like 10 weeks ago. Like, right before we started that streak, like.
Because the first game he played, I think y'all won.
No, I think we lost that game because we played the Chiefs.
Oh, was it?
After that, he was
snapping. Yeah, and then I think that's when we started winning. Because we lost to the Falcons and Chiefs in back-to-back weeks.
I remember that.
Yeah, and then basically after we lost to the Chiefs, we won that game after that, and we've been hot ever since.
Y'all in playoff contention still?
All right, you trying to be funny?
No, I'm not.
House up, bro, don't do that.
I'm talking about as far as that division. I know y'all division was tight at one point.
Nah, the Bucks clinched.
Oh, they clinched?
Yeah, Bucks clinched.
Oh, with the win last week?
We were eliminated the week before, so that's why I said that.
But the Bucks did clinch this week.
Yeah, the Bucks clinched out. It was a battle between the Bucks, Saints, and Panthers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we out of there. And it was all good. Shout out to Ritter, though, man. He sounded like Matt Ryan with a cold, though. It's crazy. Like, if you turn the brightness down on your TV and you just turn the volume up, though, it's crazy. Like, it's wild. I'm telling you, bro.
Close your eyes and just listen.
Bro, it sounded like Matt Ryan with a cold. I'm being for real. Like, I done listened to Matt Ryan talk for 15 years, so I think I know how my boy sound. But, you know, all I keep telling people is you can't judge him on this little sample size or whatnot. This isn't a good team anymore. The injuries have piled up. He got no weapons to throw the ball to on offense other than everybody triple teaming Drake London. It is what it is, though. I don't know what's going to happen. I ain't talking about the Falcons right now. We ain't nowhere near in anything. But when the offseason time is to talk, I will speak, because that's when I'm going to say, you know what, I'm looking forward to. But right now they suck, and it's okay.
Try.
Right now we can have either the 6th or the 9th pick, depending on how the Bucks game go. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at top 10, baby. I feel comfortable. I hope they lose. Even though I always want to beat Tom Brady, so I don't mind winning. But for draft capital, I'll take a 6th pick. I'll take it. That's all I got. All right, no rants, no nothing on this end. Okay, I got 71 put on my head yesterday. I got
my rant.
My rant. Hey, get out. Hey, that was funny though. That was funny. Man, I gotta find that clip. We gotta find that clip. That's one of my favorite clips. Man, I think KD was on the cover. We on 182 right now. 182. Almost at 200.
Episode that was. Was that after 100?
Yeah. My rant, I think it was like maybe 137.
Damn.
I can't remember. I think KD was on the front though. Because I think that was the play for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. But don't quote me. I might go look for it. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that's all I got, good people, man. Shout out to all the good people tuning in, listening. Thank you for everybody being patient on the champs to pull back up on y'all and all that good stuff, man. It was good seeing y'all fellas again. Good to be back in the groove of recording and all that jazz, man. Glad to see y'all safe and y'all made it through and all that. All right, I hit me with a faux salute. I hope that's a good thing. But yeah, man, check the bio of the podcast, man. It's always going to be a new playlist anytime AD drop in there. It's always the first line, man. Take a look at the next line because, you know, we got that merch, baby. It's getting cold. We told y'all a couple weeks ago it was freezing. Get ready for February. Go ahead and tap that link. Peace, love, and all that other jazz. I was trying to think if I could think of some new ones for the new year.
Set your goals.
Set your intentions, man. Tell the people what you want to do, man. Be you.
Be disciplined.
That too.
Yeah, man. I should have hit y'all with that in the beginning of the podcast, but I'm a bad host. What you want me to say? Well, peace, love, and all that other jazz. Episode 182, baby.
Yes, sir.
Bye.